to you tonight about the fact that you, each and every one of you, are gifted and called. Every one of you. Every one of you are so special. Every one of you, before you could speak, before you came out, you had gifts put on your life. Each one of us have gifts and talents. And before you ever came out, you had a mission. You had a calling. And it's our desire here to help you to get to discover your gifts and to get you into your calling. And I'd like to start out to say this. Every one of us has a calling, and every one of us are to take our gifts, and our calling basically is to serve one another. We are saved to serve. Have you ever heard that here? We are saved to serve. Serve what? Well, serve your life, your gift, your talent. There are folks in here, I could name some of them off, just you can just see their gifts and callings very easily. But all of you have gifts. All of you are special. And I'm going to say something to you in the name of Jesus. Every one of your families is going to do better than ever before. Everyone that's choosing God day by day, he's going to help you. He's going to meet needs. There are finances coming in to the people right in this small room. And everybody that can hear me, there are finances that you didn't know about that are coming your way. There are open doors that are coming to you that you have been longing for, and you thought, gee, wouldn't that be nice if that happened, if that door opened. I want you to know, and your children will be blessed, and great will be the peace of your children because you have made sure that they belong to the Lord. The things that you're expecting, the things that you've prayed for, the new relationships, the new opportunities, that they're coming. They're right. They've been coming. They've been coming to folks already, and that's growing, and it's happening right here. And I can tell you for sure that that is the case. Now, I'm going to read to you from Romans chapter 11 and verse 29 in the King James language, and the word says this here, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. I want to say, I believe as I study Scripture, Jesus said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. But the thing is, so that tells us something. Somebody, many people have not connected with their gifts and discovered their God-given talents and their calling. And I want to say, nothing will make you happier, more joyful, and more at peace than when you are in the calling that God has for you. Before Samson was born, his account is in the book of Judges, an angel of the Lord came to his parents and said, look, this boy is going to be a judge, a deliverer in Israel. He's going to deliver his people. And God put a supernatural strength on him that was not normal. And his strength, it was kind of in a mystery. It was kind of cool the way the Lord did it. The Lord said, he's not to drink anything, alcoholic, number one, no one. And we're not against that here. We leave things like that to you. But his hair, don't cut his hair. His strength is going to be in his hair. Now, that sounded strange, but you know, God can make an axe head float. He did that. He can turn water into wine. He can turn a life that was miserable into something beautiful. something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, yet he made something beautiful of my life. And I believe and declare, everyone under the sound of my voice, that is what God is doing in your life right now. There is nobody in here that's not important. And your gifts and your talents are God-given, and they're irrevocable. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. That means God is not an Indian giver. God is a blessing giver. And without repentance, he has a plan for your life that is so wonderful and so good and so fulfilling. And so many are so unhappy because they haven't connected with that plan. We're not going to let that happen to you here. If you come here, you're going to move into, you're going to discover your gifts, your talents, and your calling, your direction. And part of your calling is what we do here at Paris Christian Center. There's work for everybody here to do. Everybody can be a part. You were saved to serve, each and every one of us. Samson served his people with his gift of strength and deliverance. He delivered people. Samson wasn't perfect, you know. And we're not going to expect you, and please don't expect us to be perfect, because we're not. Because the only one that's perfect is God. And the one that walked this earth, Jesus was perfect. Absolutely, totally perfect. Well, Samson wasn't perfect. He had his flaws. He made his mistakes. But even in his death, even at the end of his life, he destroyed more of the enemy in his death than he did while he was alive. He got between those pillars, and there was a full house there. They were making an open show of him. They were so afraid of Samson, and they had him in chains. Delilah cut his hair, and he lost the strength for a little bit, but they forgot to keep him going to the barber because that hair began to grow. And as it began to grow, he could feel that strength coming back that plucked out his eyes. And part of his life was unhappy. And he said, spoke to a boy, where are these pillars? Put me between these pillars. And he caused those pillars. They were the key pillars. They were the ones that held up the temple there. And when he in his strength, he collapsed those pillars. And when he collapsed those pillars, great was the fall of that temple. And the word says in the book of Judges that Samson killed and destroyed more of Israel's enemies on that day than all the other days of his life. And he said, Lord, let me just die. I'm ready to die now. And he was. There's a plan for your life. For the last several weeks, I've taken days and been able to walk in the morning, and it's been cool on some of those days. And God's just told me, I want you to tell everybody that I have a glorious, wonderful plan for their life. Tell everybody, please don't feel important. All of you, all of us are important. We all have what we can contribute and be a part of, each and every one of us. And when we learn of these things and go home and go through those doors, we can be a blessing to someone else with our calling and with our gift. I am amazed at how our food ministry has grown. We have a dedicated, wonderful bunch of folks that come here on Wednesday and help us. We get all of that food. And we couldn't continue on if it wasn't for many of you in here, and we're grateful to you. And beginning to work as a team, and it's going faster and more efficient all the time. And then every Monday night, We start Monday night, a lot of times on Saturday night, beginning to thaw out meat, beginning to get things prepared and cooked. We serve the number one best senior meals, 130 of them this week. Amen? Yes. My route is growing out there where I live, and the folks just love that. And we let them know these meals aren't for the poor. They're for the seniors, for all the seniors. And let everybody know that's a senior, 60 or over. We want to feed them. We want to serve them. We want them to give them something to look forward to every week. Tommy, Kelly, and some of you that deliver, wouldn't you say that our seniors look forward to that on Monday night? They count on us. And what a beautiful thing. Did you know that every one of you is involved with that in this room to one degree or another as you support us, as you pray, and every one of you can get involved. And as we expand this ministry, we need more teachers, more people that love children, and more servers, and just more workers that enjoy working. I'm so proud of our deacons. You know, they just came forth. Deacons, that word in the Greek is diakonos. It means to be a server. Jesus, that's one of the names of Jesus Christ, is the server. They just came forth. These five deacons that we have here, they just came forth and showed their stuff. And God knows that we need more musicians and singers and just anything that you can do, people that are clerical. And I just want you to know that each one of you, you are gifted and called, and we're here. Our purpose here is to get you into your calling, to discover and understand your gifts. Amen? Well, I'm going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 1 in the New Living Translation next. And I'm talking about the fact tonight that you, all of you, your children, all of you are called by God. All of you have been gifted by God. Whether or not you ever let Christ into your life, you're called and gifted. Whether or not anybody ever tells you how special you are, you're called and gifted. And the Lord loves you. Reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6, Paul, one of his children in the faith, was Timothy. He groomed him. He challenged him. He taught him. And he sent him forth, and he helped him. He ministered with him and showed him. And Timothy caught the anointing. The anointing is taught, and the anointing is caught. And Timothy did both. But as in this letter, this second letter that history has of the Apostle Paul to Timothy, in verse 6, reading from the NLT, Paul says to Timothy, "This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you." The laying on of hands is a powerful, powerful force, New Testament force. And by laying out of hands, callings and gifts and anointings and healings and deliverance is brought forth. That's just one of the ways. But the Apostle Paul said, "I remember when I laid hands on you? Remember when I prayed for you? I want you to fan into flames, stir up that gift that was imparted to you." And the best way I could explain that to you would be you probably maybe some of you watch Life Below Zero or some of the survival shows, and some people are better at starting fires than others. But at a point, when they get that first little fire going, and they put it with the rest of it on it, see, God's got that little fire going inside of you, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Put it under a bushel? No. I'm going to let it shine. The next thing that happens is that kindling is put on top of that little ball of flame. And as that happens, it's very important. See, that's what happened to you. It started with a seed in 1 John chapter 3. It's called the God seed. He put it inside of you. And he said, when that seed is inside of you, if you will nurture that seed, if you will stir up the gift, it will grow inside of you. But what they do on TV, me and Lily, we love to watch those shows, is they'll get down and they'll fan into flame, get that thing to burst forth, fan into flame. Fan into flame your spiritual gifts. Fan them into flame. Stir them up. How do you do that? Use them. How do you get to use them? Pray for direction. Say, God, show me my gifts. Heavenly Father, help me. Help me to be able to use my gifts. Help me to be the person I should be. And when you're in your calling, when you're in your giftings, when you're in God's direction for your life, you feel great. You feel wonderful. There's nothing like feeling like you're at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. So I just want to encourage you to seek God. And I know many of you know some of your gifts. You might know all of your gifts. You might be using them all. God bless you. But all your life, there's opportunities for you because God just really thinks the world of each and every one of you. And don't listen to anybody that speaks against how God feels about you because God loves you. And God loves that little man right there. Bless his little heart. I think that's my godfather's son or something like that because Jeremy's my godson. That little fellow there, don't worry, little fella. In days to come, if anybody gives you any trouble, come to me. I'll go visit them and give them an offer they can't refuse. Amen? No laughers in here tonight. Okay, let's just continue on with this here. I think I'm going to take a breath and a little drink and try to size you all up for the close of this. How many of you are interested in the gifts and callings on your life? Let me say this here. You know, I believe in acting on the word. How many of you tonight would say, Lord, I want to know more about my gifts. I want to know more about my calling. I want you to stand up right where you are right now, and I'm going to pray with you. Don't if you don't want to. If you're not interested in it, it's okay. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. The cup of blessing. Would you please do this? What does this mean? This means, Heavenly Father, my name is Jimmy, and I'll take what you give me. Fill me, God. Fill me, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, from the west side of this house to the south side of the house to the east side of the house, I impart your calling and your gifts that there be a stirring, that they would know more than ever before in Jesus' name. And Father, that you would give them, put people and opportunities in their pathway where they perceive more than ever before what their gifts are, plural, and what their calling is. Everybody sit down now and let me get to my last verse. the last verse that I would like to read to you tonight is from Jeremiah chapter 29. It is one of the key verses in that we use here at Paris Christian Center, because it has to do with your very special life and who you are. I'm going to begin reading at verse 11, and just follow with me. And would you please do something for me while we finish this verse? Please take this very personal. Take it personal, because God has sent me here to tell you just how special you are, just how loved you are. And that God, there's breakthroughs coming. I just say it right here. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good and not bad, not disaster, to give you a future and hope. See, God doesn't have evil planned in your life. And yet, how many of us have kind of heard that suggested in messages? That God just going to really get you. And he's got things planned for you that are not great. In those days when you pray, everybody say, when I pray, I will listen. Listen. Amen. When you pray, God's going to listen. How many of you are blood bought? All right. You're children of the Most High God. I'm going to tell you, there's no way that this cannot happen. When you pray, God is listening. He just is. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I'm going to listen. And if, everybody say if. Now there are 1,595 ifs in the King James translation of the Bible, which tells you about something about the Lord. He's kind of stipulatory. He'll do something if you'll do something. And this is what he wants us to do. In those days when you pray, I will listen. And if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. In May of 1987, and I still haven't finished this song. I wrote a song called When You Seek Me With All of Your Heart. Then I will come to you. And I want everybody in here to know, if you're a child of God, when you pray, well, how do I pray, Angelo? Just say, Father, hear me. I need you. I started this morning as I was coming into this fair city to walk. Heavenly Father, into your hands, this day, I commit my spirit. You are the potter. I'm the clay. I was created to bring you pleasure. You have an absolute right because I give it to you today. I just make it real clear at the beginning of the day that all the spirit world, you know, when I have to, all the spirit world, God will make all the spirit world make certain things very clear. I'm committed to live for God today. And whatever that means, you know, if today is my last day, thy will be done. If a new direction is coming today, thy will be done. I love you so much. And you know how that kind of prayer comes? When you trust me with all of your heart. When you trust me with all of your heart. When you trust me with all of your heart. Then I will come to you. When in prayer you draw near, then from heaven I'll hear. When you trust me with all of your heart. You know, you got to get there. I started this in 1971. I started a journey, a born-again journey. This is now 2021. Isn't that 50 years? Well, I'm telling you the truth. In the summer of 1971, I decided I didn't want to make any more major choices myself because I messed up a lot. But God loves you. I just want you to know that. He's got something for you. He wants to hear you. He wants to hear what you have to say to him. Now, we know by 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're in a communion service, and we never drag it out. It's always 1 hour or less, and it's, we've still got time here. We've got time for you to get food. Please get food. That the word says this, right before you take communion, examine yourself. Examine yourself. And if there's something that you know in your heart shouldn't be there, you and the Lord, not you and anybody else, say, God, I just confess to you, I've got this problem, and I give it to you. Please help me, Lord. I don't want to be like this anymore. Please help to change me. So I'm going to get back to you in just a moment. Everyone, if you would please, if you can, make an altar at your chair or join me at the altar. Let's examine our hearts and take communion together.